Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. Good evening. Welcome to Setting the Record Straight. This is Brenda Sanders. I'm coming back to you today. Hopefully, you had a good day. And if you were like me, I have been watching the Catholic Mass of the Pope. I'm not a Catholic. I just find it quite interesting. One of my best friends is a Catholic, and I have on a couple of occasions attended a Catholic Mass with her and her husband, and it was different, but I did find it to be interesting, very interesting, and so I've been doing the same today. Well, today, you know, I on the Tom Joyner morning show, presidential candidate Hillary Clinton was interviewed this morning, and I note that with that exposure, there was an article that appeared in about two of the browsers that I use today about the FBI recovering some deleted emails of Hillary Clinton, and these are rather these emails are aged. I would say I didn't read the whole article, but I believe at least this is not a current event. These are emails that were sent previously when she was the Secretary of State. So there is some time span there. There's a time interim there, a little bit there. But they were digging up these emails. They were covering these emails. I'm not sure what the investigation involved. I thought the investigation, in my ignorance maybe, was that they recovered the official State Department emails that she deleted, and that maybe that was the problem, or used her personal email server to send messages and information about her official State Department role date. And I note that I do recall there's some kind of federal law that targets some of that behavior as I don't know if it's a civil or administrative fine or a review or if it's criminal in nature. But in any event, that is the issue. But what I find interesting, and even more interesting, is that as presidential candidates, it seems that the female candidate is then targeted for exposure of negative information. And that concerns me because I constantly debate and comment on this problem, this issue that female candidates, maybe black candidates, are more demonized in the public media, in the media, mass media, than Republican candidates. Now, did I say that right? Let me turn it around. It seems that the Democratic candidate, Hillary Clinton, is being more exposed by the media with negative information than the Republican presidential candidates. And I note, and my points are specifically, I'm pointing to the presidential candidate of Governor Rick Perry of Texas. He is still facing, and well, he recently dropped out, but I mean, you still haven't heard the kind of coverage that you've heard about Hillary Clinton and these emails. Governor Rick Perry was charged with intimidating a public figure in the state of Texas in his official capacity as governor. I believe there were three charges pending, and a federal judge threw out two of those charges. He's still facing a third charge. In fact, I believe that is what prompted his resignation when that judge decided not to throw out that third charge. And I believe shortly thereafter, then he decided to withdraw his candidacy from the race. The other person that is still to me, still under some public scrutiny or should be, is Governor Chris Christie. He, his close associate, his deputy chief of staff, Now, how close is that? That's not, that's pretty hand in hand with the governor himself, has been charged criminally with, I see, wire fraud and deprivation of civil rights of a person. This was a person that did not endorse or support Governor Christie's campaign. In his own, I guess it was gubernatorial election to Governor Christie. And yet, I had to go into about three or four browsers to get one little article about Governor Christie's associates. And these are close associates, and this behavior is certainly retaliatory behavior. It appears illegal and definitely something that the Justice Department found worthy to investigate and charge criminally. I mean, I guess they're going to say, well, the governor had nothing to do with our retaliation of these individuals that refused to support Governor Christie on his reelection bid. But yeah, it's still troublesome because I am constantly talking about how our status quo mass media, it is a planned conspiracy to defeat female candidates or Democratic candidates, and yet nothing is brought to light about the Republican candidates. I mean, it's just certainly obvious to me. I don't know if it's obvious to others. That this is the scheme when there is an election of any type, really happens on the local levels as well. And it's something that we should really pay close attention to. That's why I say in the mainstream media, we should question. We should question when we hear a report, especially about a female or Afro-American candidate. We should definitely step back and evaluate the new story and really seek to get the truth about whatever the situation is. Can we say that the accusation is used for political gain? And who's benefiting thereby? It appears the Republican candidates are. I have heard nothing. And having researched these articles today, there's little or no references to these criminal charges pending or not pending against Governor Christie, but like I said, is his right-hand man, if you know what I mean, and then Governor Rick Perry. Of course, he's dropped out. But is it a concerted effort to defeat the Democratic female candidates? Now, I haven't decided who I'm voting for. I've not decided. I'm undecided. But I just think it's unfair. And that's why I'm commenting on it today. I just think it's unfair. I just think it's unfair the way the media certainly makes the difference in the way the presidential candidates are covered based on their party affiliation or their gender or race. It's unfortunate. But what we have to do is be more savvy about rooting out the truth in the stories. We just don't haul up and hold it against them. We must first wait and be more patient, not rush to judgment when we are enduring these campaigns. It can be problematic, but we must learn to not be so gullible, because if you investigate, you can clearly see that there is a planned course of action to negatively expose one or two candidates while saying nothing about the criminal acts of other candidates. And so the media here is clearly being unfair already in this race for the presidency. Well, that's all I have to say for today. I will continue to bring these broadcasts to you. You may go to the link at blogtalkradio.com/settingtherecordstraight2015 to listen to an archived episode of this broadcast. I'm changing it today. And you may email me at dks1233@outlook.com if you have a question, a criticism to what I have alluded to today. Well, thank you again for listening to the broadcast. Have a very, very good evening. I'll talk to you next time.